Matt, some senior players missing tonight, including your two assistant captains. To nearly come out with a point tonight, I think you've done yourselves credit tonight.
Absolutely, you know, we worked hard tonight, and like you say, the guys missing, key guys on the penalty kill, you know, missing Christie tonight, missing Ben Wood, missing Mikey Rose, and guys missing really does affect us. But you know what, fair play to the boys who came out tonight, you know, Steeples and Reece Glossop, guys that don't get as much ice time normally, came out and worked hard and did a job for us. And if you really want to look at the game, obviously, 3 1-0 periods, they won 1-1-0, won the second 1-0, we won the last 1-0, so we dug deep. We didn't really get started at all in the first, and a lot of the guys were quite disappointed by the way we came out and just couldn't get it going. Second period, it was a bit like the second period in Nottingham, you know. We had chances, they broke and they score a goal. You know, if you want to break it down even further, you look at their first goal was a power play goal, and the second goal was off the face-off, you know, and we've got to tighten up in those areas. But other than that, I mean, they had some great chances and they could have finished the job earlier. So they probably could have made it easier for themselves. But, you know, Leavers was outstanding. He did a great job. His experience told again tonight. And he really helped the team. And, you know, to come in against a team that's been so free scoring this season, you know, they're at the top of the league for the right reasons. You know, they're scoring goals, they're finishing the chances. But tonight, when it was tight again, a bit like back in Nottingham, it was a chances. And if we could have just got that game tying goal, you know, we'd have probably been happy to go away with a point tonight. But you know, we've spoke to the boys in the room. Nobody's too down. We've got you know, Lee Holland coming in tonight, trying to strengthen up the D. Last eight or nine minutes, you know, managed to tweak the lines and get something kicking and something going. But you know. 2-1 victory for Deeside. They're happy. They're 5 points clear. They've got a couple of big games away in Solihull. But I think if you look at it now, Solihull are the team to watch. You know, at the moment they're putting together consistency. They're obviously a happy bunch at the moment, and everything's working out well in their favour. Free scoring, just running riot. And you know, Deeside got to be on their toes next week. And we've got to get, you know, we've got a weekend off, which is not ideal, but we'll take the rest and get kick started against Coventry the week after.